WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like Muppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here. I knew you'd come.
Extra Mixed Match Challenge Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And, well, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
We are live, we are live, we are live on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday, because our 12-week journey is at an end, and I'm so sad.
It's so, so sad. By the way, you can tweet us at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward, or come to WildTalkRadio.com or RackRadioShow.com right now, and listen and chat along with the people in there as well.
Yes, because people are chatting, so tune in, listen, chat, enjoy, have fun, because we're here to talk all about WWE's Mixed Match Challenge, the finale of the 12-week tournament, and it came down to Mizanoska versus Charlotte and the Bob, a.k.a. Bobby Roode. She's in love with Bobby Roode. I'm just going to say that right now. Charlotte is in love with Bobby Roode.
Better known as the Road Warriors, and yes, they want to bang. They want to bang. They really want to bang.
No, she really wants to bang. I don't think he does, but she does. Like, she's full on feeling that.
She is all up and feeling that, yeah.
So, anyway, there was more to this than just, you know, crushes and emotion and everything like that. This was a, you know, 12-week wrestling competition, which, if you didn't see it, airs live on Facebook Live. You can go back and watch the previous episodes of the past 12 weeks. They're for your viewing pleasure, which, if you didn't watch it, I don't know why you're tuning into this. But anyway, if you are, welcome. We're about to tell you about the finale, so spoiler alert on that. So, this match. There were concerns about this match because, as everybody knows, WrestleMania is this Sunday, and if you live under a rock and you didn't know that Asuka and Charlotte are facing each other, well, they are.
Yeah, they're kind of fighting each other for the first time ever. For the second time ever on Sunday. First ever singles match.
Yeah, the first ever singles match is Sunday. This was the first ever meeting, though, of the two in competition, and this was a good meeting, and what I liked about this is they kept them to a minimum. They got in the ring, they got physical with each other, but for the most part, this was wrestled by Miz and Bobby, and they held the match down.
The guys handled most of the match, they really, really did, but there were some moments where the girls actually tangled. It was like the collar and elbow spot at the beginning where they couldn't break it.
Mm-hmm.
How good of that that would have been at WrestleMania. Man. Oh. That's what pained me about this whole entire thing was you're giving it away. You're giving it away on Facebook. This should be saved for WrestleMania. It's like, oh, so much, because the atmosphere would have been so much better for it. Because again, these fans have just sat here and watched 2 hours of SmackDown Live, getting ready for 205 Live. And it's like, I don't know how much their hearts were into it, but it's like the atmosphere in front of 70,000 people on Sunday for the two of them locking up would have been so great. That said, it was good here. They kept their spots limited. They hit a couple big spots. That's about it. The men worked really, really well in this matchup. The basis for the match was Miz was going for the figure four a bunch. Until he got taught a lesson by Charlotte.
In a big way. So Miz goes to put on the figure four, and Charlotte's not having any of it. She spears Miz, and she teaches him how to properly put on the figure four. That was worth it. The price of admission alone. That was fantastic. It's like, yeah, Charlotte, get you some. Beat him up. That's how you do it.
Pretty much, yeah. And Asuka came in, broke it up. Those two sort of countered, crossed each other out, so left it down to Bobby and Miz, which then led to Miz hitting the skull crushing finale after Asuka came back in and kicked Bobby right in the back of the head, allowing her team to win the match.
It was really, really nice. It was a fantastic finish right up to the end. Really liked how they built to it and it escalated up. That was perfect. And after the match, to quote Miz, they did it for the puppies.
Yeah, their charity was what? Rescue Dogs Rock?
Rescue Dogs Rock. So they did, in fact, do it for the puppies. But of course, Miz, being Miz, he's got to get that in there somehow. We know what you meant, but we see what you did there.
He was all in PR mode afterwards, you know, as he is, as he should be. Promoted all the charities. He did everything they should. They promoted WrestleMania. Overall, this was a fun night of action. The one match, but it was a fun little thing. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the hell out of this. I enjoyed the hell out of this whole tournament. I sincerely hope they bring it back again. My really only criticism of it is they did sort of telegraph who's going to win this whole thing when they put Asuka in it. Like, you know, she absolutely has 100% right to participate, but when you're dealing with someone who has an undefeated streak and you know they're not going to break it, it's like, you know who's going to win this, so unless she gets taken out at some point in this competition, she's going all the way. And that's my only problem with this entire thing, is once she went in, you knew who was winning that match, and I think we called it almost perfectly?
I think almost perfectly. I think I picked a different winner because going in, I didn't realize that Asuka's streak was going to be on the line in every single match, because it shouldn't be in a tag match, but that's how they were portraying it. And once they started that story, it was like, it was over. Because the best duo should have won this, and the best duo didn't. And the best duo wasn't even in the finals.
Yeah. They weren't. They got eliminated last round, which is really disappointing. But I mean, and that's the thing that kind of, and that's the other disappointment, is the fact that it's like, if Asuka loses, it breaks her streak. It's like, why are we making this about her streak? It shouldn't be about her streak. Why? Again, don't want it to be about her streak. It shouldn't be a thing. But it was, and it did, and that basically sealed it up, where it's like, okay, yeah, they're going all the way with this. And we get no more Team Little Big, which is very, very sad, because I love Team Little Big, and I want more Team Little Big.
I wanted more Becky Lynch in this tournament. I love Team Little Big, which is, for those tuning for the first time, it's Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman. They had tremendous chemistry together. They almost went all the way. Sadly, they didn't. And we'll never see Team Little Big again, except, apparently, on a ride-along.
I know, I'm so excited, I can't wait.
That should be a lot of fun.
I'm hoping they bring Team Little Big to TV after WrestleMania, and they may do that, because there's money there. And they know there's money there, so they may put them in the Mixed Match Challenge again as like a do-over to see how they do. I don't know, we'll have to see, but yeah, overall, love this whole idea, love this whole concept, it's fantastic. And I want to see them continue it, given the numbers that it's done on Facebook Live and after it's aired, you know, where people going back and watching it again. I think it's going to come back.
Probably a few weeks, probably a few months, but I hope they bring it back, because it was tremendous fun. It's an easy watch. That's the best thing about it. It was very easy to watch.
Yes. Yes, it was. It's, you know, it's 20 minutes of shenanigans where they go out there and they do pretty much whatever they want. They have fun. They enjoy themselves. It's not serious. It's just people going out there and wrestling for the sake of wrestling and having a good time. And that's my favorite kind of wrestling. So I enjoyed this immensely.
Same here. But I guess that does it for the Mixed Match Challenge?
I guess it does. So, well, that carries us through to tomorrow, which, what do you have planned for tomorrow?
I have stuff planned for tonight.
Well, what do you have planned for tonight?
People, stay tuned. Don't leave. Because coming up right here at WildTalkRadio.com, once we're off the air live, give it about 10 minutes, and WrestleMania Sims will be live doing the first half of WrestleMania. So we'll simulate who wins, who loses WrestleMania coming up in just a few minutes. So stick around. Don't leave the chat room right here at WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be on air in a couple minutes. Tomorrow is the Rack Extra Reviews and the Rack Extra Previews NXT TakeOver New Orleans. I'll drop as a podcast. Then we'll have WTR Mania 2 at around 9:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by the second half of WrestleMania Sim. So you all check that out. It's all coming to WildTalkRadio.com. And then Thursday, we are back live again.
That's right. And we are previewing WrestleMania. We're going to have a little news smattered in there because I think we do have a little bit of news, but the show will be primarily our WrestleMania Spectacular, where we are going to preview the show of shows and all 14 matches. So it's going to be a long one, so you're going to want to bring the popcorn because it's going to take us a minute.
Well, 13 matches because one guy is very picky on when he shows up.
He's eating breakfast.
He's eating a lot of breakfast.
He's eating a lot of breakfast.
So we'll talk about that as well on Thursday night. Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow it. RackRadioShow.com. All new RackRadioShow.com. Saturday is CB Radio, which is midnight-ish Eastern. Before that, the Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver New Orleans live after it is off the air. Sunday night, after WrestleMania, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein and the gang will be live to recap that. We will be live next Thursday to do our review. We'll be back for the Raw post show on Monday. Check it all out right here, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightboot.com.
Hold on. One more thing.
One more thing.
Actually, two. The Rack Extra Reviews WrestleMania 34 magazine of an Al Hilbo. Also, want to win a copy of the Book of Booty? Go to WildTalkRadio.com for all the details. You can leave your picks for WrestleMania Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. But if you need more details, there's an article right now on the main page, WildTalkRadio.com.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Mixed Match Challenge Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you in just a little bit with more stuff. So till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.